皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter hereBeginner Lesson Season 2, Number 1. As always brought to you by Eric Clara and the Translation and the Interpretation Specialists. Well guys, Season 2 it is. Finally here.
Finally.
Yoshi-san, any comments? Season 2?
Brilliant. Brilliant.
The word of the week. Yoshi-san's got the word of the week. Brilliant. Now, the goal of Season 2 is to fill in the blanks missing from Season 1.So go back and listen to season... No. These lessons are designed to be used individually. Of course, sometimes they'll build upon each other, but mainly we raced through season one. We threw so much information at you that I think it was overwhelming. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go back and fill in, give you a stronger foundation. These lessons will benefit all levels. For instance, in today's lesson, we're going to be covering time. It's not a newbie lesson.What it is more advanced structures when talking about time. So, Natsuko, should we give him a hint? Okay, let's see if you like this. We're going to give you the Japanese equivalent to a certain amount of time before the hour. For example, in English, we'd say 10 to 5, 10 minutes before 5. Natsuko-san, in Japanese, what will we use?
5時10分前.
So, the hour, the minutes, followed by?
前.
Break it down.
前, 前.
Before.Very logical. Okay? With that said, we're going to give you today's lesson. Very simple, short conversation between two friends. This is a formal situation. They're expecting a friend to arrive tomorrow. But let's see what happens. Okay? Key point here is dealing with time. Okay? Here we go.
Yamada-san は明日の何時に着きますか?
彼女は午後6時15分前に到着します。
あ、留守電にメッセージがあります。
もしもし、明日なんですが1時間早く着きます。よろしくお願いします。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
山田さんは明日の何時に着きますか？
彼女は午後6時15分前に到着します。
ああ、留守電にメッセージがあります。もしもし、明日なんですが、1時間早く着きます。よろしくお願いします。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
山田さんは明日の何時に着きますか?
What time is Mrs. Yamada arriving tomorrow?
彼女は午後6時15分前に到着します。
She will arrive at 15 to 6.
あ、留守電にメッセージがあります。
Oh, I have a voicemail.
もしもし、明日なんですが、1時間早く着きます。よろしくお願いします。
Hello, about tomorrow. I'll arrive an hour early. Thank you in advance. Very rich conversation.Many of these words you probably know already, but what we're going to do is we're going to break down half of them, but the other half, we're just going to give you the word and the definition. We're just going to run through them quickly. Just a little refresher. Okay? Natsuko-san, first word?
明日.
Tomorrow.
彼女.
She. Her. And what's the opposite? Not really an opposite there.
Opposite.
Kind of an opposite. Okay. How do we say the other sex?
彼. 前.
Before.Okay, now let's move on to today's more advanced vocabulary. Yoshi-san.
着く.
To arrive.
着く. 着く.
Can we have an example sentence?
明日の朝、東京に着きます.
Tomorrow morning, I'll arrive in Tokyo. Again, with Japanese verbs, there are two tenses, non-past and past. The non-past includes English, present, and future. So again, it's the context of the sentence.As we're talking about tomorrow in this sentence, identified by 明日の朝, it becomes the future tense. I will arrive in Tokyo tomorrow. Okay. Next we have Natsuko-san.
Gogo.
Afternoon.
Gogo. Gogo. Gogo 1時に昼ご飯を食べます。
I'll eat lunch at 1 o'clock. One more time, Natsuko-san.
Gogo 1時に昼ご飯を食べます。
Next we have
到着
Arrival.
到着到着
Now, this is a compound word. It's made up of two Chinese characters. And the reason we're introducing this today is we want to get you familiar with verbs and compound words that can also be turned into verbs. So, Yoshi-san, what's the verb to arrive?
着く
The Chinese character, the kanji, that's found in this verb is also found in?
到着
In addition, we add one more Chinese character and get the compound, more advanced word, arrival, which is?
到着
Now, this is a noun, but if we attach?
する
It becomes a verb, to arrive. So, Natsuko-san, Yoshi-san, what's the difference between these two words? If we turn 到着 into a verb by adding する, what's the difference between 着く and 到着, which can both be interpreted as to arrive?
I think 到着する has a nuance of coming a long way.
And it also sounds a little more formal than saying 着く.
And also, this is the compound used with other Chinese characters when talking about, as Yoshi said, more formal and technical terms. Okay, and again,Today, we're just getting your feet wet. We just want to get you used to this notion that sometimes individual, the Chinese characters found in individual verbs will be added to compounds to make more technical, formal, complicated words with slightly different nuances in some cases. Okay, next we have.
留守電
Voicemail.
留守電留守電
Next.
早い
Fast. Quick.
はや、い、早い。
Okay, now let's take a look at today's conversation. Let's get in there and look at the details. Natsuko-san, what do we have first?
山田さんは明日の何時に着きますか?
Okay, what do we have first?
山田さん。
We have the last name, 山田, the honorific suffix.
さん。
Now, this can be male or female.
Mm-hmm.
Unisex. And we don't know, unless we know the person...Or something more about the person. Maybe their first name gives us a better idea. But usually, there's no way to know if you just see Yamada-san. But again, in this context, the following line gives it away. This is marked by the topic particle.
わ.
Next we have.
明日の.
Tomorrow. First is tomorrow, 明日. Then we have the possessive particle.
の.
Tomorrow's.
何時.
So literally we have tomorrow's what time. Tomorrow's what time. Again, we interpret here.What time tomorrow? Now, as it's time, it's marked by?
に.
The particle に. At. At what time? Literally, tomorrow's what time at? Followed by?
着きますか?
Will arrive. Mr. Yamada, Mrs. Yamada. Tomorrow's what time at will arrive. In Japanese, again, the verb comes at the end. So we just have to do a little rearranging in this sentence. At what time will Mr. Yamada, Mrs. Yamada,Arrive tomorrow. At what time tomorrow will Mr. Yamada, Mrs. Yamada arrive? This is followed by
彼女は午後6時15分前に到着します。
She will arrive at 15 minutes to 6 tomorrow. Let's just take a look at this.
彼女
She
は
marked by the topic particle
午後
afternoon
6時
6 o'clock
15分
15 minutes.Okay, here it comes. Afternoon, 6 o'clock, 15 minutes
前
before. Now in English, we'd say 15 minutes before 6. In Japanese, it's the reverse. They give you the time, 6 o'clock, the amount of minutes, 15, before. That's it. Saying the same thing, just the order is reversed. Okay, so we have she, afternoon, 6 o'clock, 15 minutes before
に
Again, time, we mark it with に
到着します。
Will arrive. So, let's take the whole sentence and put it together. Literally first. She, afternoon, 6 o'clock, 15 minutes before, will arrive. Now, as this is a sentence, let's just grab that verb from the end, bring it right before the subject. She will arrive at 15 minutes before 6. So again, we're just reversing a few things. If you start from the back and work your way forward, that's all there is to it. right after the topic is established, let's just start from the back. She will arrive 15 minutes before 6. There it is, the same exact thing, just said in a different order. Then we have Natsuko-san, the similarities are right there, right?
Yeah.
Yoshi-san, you're an expert in both. You study in the U.S. Once you get this little trick, right? That kotsu, that trick from going front to back.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
That's all there is to it.
Ah, 留守電にメッセージがあります。
So we have, after the O,
留守電
voicemail,
に
the particle here is marking where? In the voicemail,
メッセージ
message,
が
marking particle,
あります。
There is. Again, there is a message in my voicemail. Just start from the back. There is a message in the voicemail. That's all there is to it. Then we listen to the message. Yoshi-san, can you read that back?
もしもし。
This is a typical telephone greeting. One more time, just break it down.
もしもし。もしもし。
Followed by?
明日。
Tomorrow?
なんですが。
Now this is an expression.Roughly equivalent, we can interpret it into English as about. For example, what's the word for car, Yoshi?
車.
Okay, so say you borrowed Natsuko's car, and you call Natsuko, and you say,
もしもし、Natsuko-san の車なんですが。
About your car, Natsuko. We know right away that something happened with the car. And... It's just an identifying phrase that kind of acts as a filler and lets the listening party know that they should be prepared to hear something about a plan or some shared information. In this case, the news isn't too bad. Just a time change. Okay, let's finish this up.
1時間
1 hour
早く
Here we have 早い in its adverbial form. And to do this, the final syllable E becomes
く
Then the verb follows it, as in this case we have?
着きます。
So the full expression goes?
早く着きます。
Okay, and then we have the time. So let's just go back to that time real quick. Yoshi-san, one more time.
1時間。
And no particle here. So Yoshi-san, for example, if I'm going to be 2 hours early tomorrow, I would say?
2時間早く着きます。
Natsuko-san, 3 hours early, I would say?
3時間早く着きます。
And finally, we have the expression.
よろしくお願いします。
Now, again, depending on the context, depending on the usage, the meaning of this phrase will change. Yoshi-san did an amazing job with the translation on today's episode, which becomes...
Thank you in advance.
Yeah, so you're letting the listening party know that you're changing plans and that they need to change their plans to coordinate with yours. So thank you in advance for your cooperation. Perfect. Natsuko-san, today, the main point was...15 minutes before 6 o'clock. Please give it to us one more time.
6時15分前.
Again, you give the hour.
6時.
Followed by the number of minutes.
15分.
Followed by?
前.
Before. So literally, 6 o'clock, 15 minutes before. In English, again, it's just reversed. Yoshi-san, how would I say 5 minutes to 5?
5時5分前.
Again, first the hour.
5時.
Followed by the number of minutes.
5分
Followed by?
前
Before. That's all there is to it. So, today's lesson was the first lesson in Season 2. Again, this is geared towards filling in the holes. We want all the feedback possible. Furthermore, inside the PDF, there's a detailed write-up about today's grammar point. Inside the Learning Center, there are quizzes. In Season 2, the content questions are all audio. You listen to the questions, then you answer. This is really good practice, especially if you're getting ready for the JLPT.Furthermore, lots of questions inside the Learning Center to get you ready again for this test. Vocabulary. For every single vocab word in this lesson, there is an audio clip. Plus, we have the transcript line by line. Plus, you can listen to the whole lesson by itself. Get it on your iPod. Just so much. There's so much here, I can't even explain it all. So what you have to do is stop by JapanesePod11.com. See how you can bring it all together by using the site. Okay, with that said, first lesson for Season 2 under our belts.How do you feel, Natsuko-san?
頑張ります。
Yoshi-san?
It's gonna be good.
All right. So with that said, we'll see you tomorrow.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。